Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
So one of the things that I think Jesus does often in his teaching is he reframes things. That's a familiar word to us now. We talk about how will you frame it. And I think Jesus frames this in another new way, because strength and weakness are seen often to be opposites. But so how can you gain strength by becoming weak? Well, if you frame weakness not to be a sense of kind of being downtrodden, of not being able to cope and so forth, but rather you understand weakness in terms of humility, in terms of servanthood, then there is a strength that comes from that. You know, Jesus says similar things when he says, you know, the first shall be last, the last shall be first. He says the greatest will be the servant. And so all of these ideas kind of circle around the same idea of reframing what it is to be strong, to be great, and instead to see that servanthood, humility, doing not necessarily the visible thing or the thing that's getting the applause, but doing the thing in the back of the room, talking to the one person rather than giving the speech. All of those things in God's economy are seen in a different way than we often see them in the world today.
And this one may have a similar answer, but I'd still love to know what you have to say about it. But triumphing through affliction. Overcoming, you know, in the midst of affliction.
Sure. And so one of the things that happens is that we assume that affliction is going to be, or suffering is going to be, something ultimately to our detriment. And yet there are all kinds of stories in Scripture where affliction caused people to triumph. You know, Joseph was a great one. I mean, you know, he was left for dead by his brothers, sold into slavery, had just kind of gotten the leg up in Potiphar's household when suddenly he's thrown in prison. And so he goes through many times of affliction, but he ultimately triumphs through those because God has a bigger plan that he couldn't see. And that kind of brings us back to this whole theme of mystery that my book is about, is that God often has plans and intentions that are mysterious to us. And we have, fortunately, many stories in Scripture that we can see that, like in the story of Joseph. We can see ultimately how God's mysterious plan would allow Joseph to triumph. We don't always see that in our own lives, but by allowing the element of mystery to be there, hopefully that will help us live our lives with a little more faithfulness and maybe a little more grace as well.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.